Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump makes his court appearance today at 4 p.m. Eastern. President Biden's Department of Justice, after 2.5 years, is pushing for more charges against the former president. The Secret Service released a statement saying it's working with city police and federal officials to ensure the highest level of safety and security for Trump while minimizing disruption to the normal court process. The former president was indicted Tuesday for January 6. The Internal Revenue Service promises paperless processing for taxes by 2025. It plans to have taxpayers digitally submit all correspondence by the next tax filing season in 2024, according to the Treasury Department. The IRS will also digitize the estimated billions of historical documents in its catalog for the next 2 years, which will cost about $40 million per year to store. The man convicted of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue has been sentenced to death.
A federal jury reached that unanimous decision on Wednesday. The jurors had deliberated for about 10 hours over the course of 2 days. Joe Recht is president of Pittsburgh's Dor Hadash Synagogue.
I am feeling a sense of relief that after 4.5 years, the world has heard again about the horrific acts on October 27, 2018, and the shooter is being held accountable for those awful acts.
Robert Bowers was convicted in June on more than 60 charges connected to the 2018 shooting. Last month, a jury decided Bowers was eligible for the death penalty. I'm John Schaefer.
Perhaps it's time to start thinking of New York City as the big green apple. That's because New York consumes more marijuana than any other city in the world. The 2023 Cannabis Global Price Index says the city blazes through 62 metric tons of weed every year. USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
An actress and former Scientologist is now suing the church. Leah Remini sued the Church of Scientology yesterday. The church's spiritual headquarters is in Clearwater, Florida, but the suit was filed in California. The former King of Queens co-star claims the church has stalked, harassed, threatened, and intimidated her. Remini left the church 10 years ago and has since been one of the church's most high-profile critics. She claims the threats and harassment go back to 2006, and she's asking for a jury to award her damages for enormous economic and psychological harm. There's a new guy in charge at the United Auto Workers, and he has some demands.
The new head of the United Auto Workers Union, Sean Fain, says his union members are suffering.
We're currently living in a cost of living crisis caused by corporate greed. Companies are jacking up prices to make larger and larger profits while our wages have remained stagnant or regressed.
Fain took to social media to lay out the union's demands, including wanting a 32-hour work week for union members. Fain says the COVID pandemic taught everyone how important it is to spend more time with family and less time working. Another demand is for the UAW to be allowed to strike if an auto plant is shut down. Currently, that's against federal law. I'm John Schaefer.
Lollapalooza starts today in Chicago. The headliner is Billie Eilish. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
If you're in a constitutional crisis, but you don't know the Constitution, I mean, it's kind of like, a tree falling in the woods and nobody's there to hear it. I mean, is there still a sound? Yeah, of course there's still a sound, just like when you, go and dissemble the Constitution, you're still dissembling the Constitution, and you've thrown us into a constitutional crisis. Well, I couldn't think of a better person than the constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, my good friend John Whitehead, to get him on the phone and say, John, help us out. And then I was looking at our notes, and you warned us about this. You said, look it, get ready, because the next phase of the government's war is going to be on thought crimes. And sure enough, here you got Jack Smith with more indictments of the president based on what he's thinking, as if he knows what he's thinking. Help me.
Well, I'm not sure he's thinking. Someone's thinking for him, which is what happens in Washington, D.C. I flew in and out of Washington, D.C. for over 40 years.
And how many years of therapy did you have to subject yourself in order to clear your mind after all that? Wow.
A lot of prayer, not therapy.
Yeah. Amen.
But, yeah, just dealing with the people in Washington, D.C. and the people that cling to them around the country like they're gods or something, yeah. You know? And whatever they say is true, and we're going to believe it, and they follow it. And
right.
Listen, the evidence is out there. The studies have been done. They show that the government is run by something called the deep state. It's 585 billionaires that do whatever they want to do. And listen, when you hear stuff like this coming out of Washington, D.C., something's going on underneath the Capitol, I would say,
right.
That where it's called the 7th floor group. It runs things. And
they
want to make sure that they have total control. And they want to be able to badger the American people. And the American people are easily badgered, by the way, most of the time. And I keep saying that if you read the Constitution, and you said it right, they don't Americans I talk to today blow my mind. They don't know anything about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. But if you read the Constitution carefully, it starts with those three words, we the people do ordain and establish this government. It's we the people, we're the government.
Right,
it's our
exactly.
fault that we're seeing this crap happen in Washington,
right.
D.C. And we're not exercising our freedoms like we should be, and marching, opposing, or whatever. We're sitting there watching CNN and all these programs that we've been warned by major journalists. These are run by the government. You're being indoctrinated, folks. They want you marching in lockstep, and most people are doing that. And the point is this, that it's the greatest threat to our freedom is the United States government. As the way it's operating here, and just give me an example in this case, they're pressing against Trump. The federal statute that they are pressing him against, and this is the statute which he's being charged with. It's a crime for two or more people to conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate anyone with intent to prevent or hinder the free exercise or enjoyment of any right privilege the person enjoys under the U.S. Constitution. Think about it for a minute, folks. If you really know what's going on, the government's doing total surveillance on you now. They've destroyed our Fourth Amendment. The IRS is raiding businesses now across the country, the armed IRS agents with SWAT teams.
Right.
You have SWAT teams in the middle of the night, 80,000 anti crashing through houses. They're doing all this violating of the rights, but we have absolutely no recourse. So we're just like, we have become the enemy, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what this law, I think this lawsuit really reflects is the American people are the enemy. And
right.
The reason we're the enemy is they don't want us thinking that we can do anything. We can have free speech. We can say we don't like the election, whatever. And just looking at the charges against Trump, I mean, some of them are going, if it depends on the quality of his lawyer. If he's a quality lawyer, I think he's going to win at least on some of these counts. So, because they border on violating free speech, which is the key element in our society. Without free speech, there's not a free people.
Well, not to mention interfering, you know, with an election. I mean, here we've gone through all these years of Russian interference and all this stuff, which was, you know, created out of whole cloth by Hillary Clinton, who's out there walking around with all her other buddies, maybe the deep staters that she goes and has coffee and cocktails with. God only knows.
She definitely does that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's fat and happy, in so many words. And meanwhile, we the people are the ones that are taking the hit on this thing. We're the ones that are having to deal with Bidenomics. We're the ones that are getting oppressed. We're the ones that are getting raided by the government. We're the ones that are finding out that our government has been lying to us. We're the ones that are looking and seeing evidence of a president of the United States selling his office, going back to the days of his vice presidency, possibly even as a senator. Because that is really what it comes down to. I mean, this is quite the lesson, and Devin Archer is laying it out for us, going, hey, this is the way D.C. works. You've been around it, John.
Oh,
and that's why all the money is there. It's all concentrated, and it's all about buying and selling influence. Who do you know? Who can you get to? And when you've got somebody like a son of an elected official in a high position that you can get on the phone, not to talk about weather, but just to demonstrate that he is in your hip pocket, well, man, that translates to a lot of money. And that's why, you know, I've insisted all along when they go, oh, it's $10 million. And then what happened a couple days ago, because I was talking with Liz Peek from Fox News, I said, Liz, that's chump change, $10 million. I go, there's a lot more there. We just haven't discovered it yet. Because I can't imagine Joe Biden selling his soul, you know, for $10 million. You know, there are multiple millions of dollars. And now they're saying, Comer the other day came out and estimated, we're now in the $100 million plus category. And I go, you think? And even then, I think they're low.
Oh, yeah. And I think that the problem here is that, you know, I think Benjamin Franklin said it best. He said this, okay? He said, democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch. Freedom
exactly.
is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote. So what
right.
he was saying there was, folks, it's up to you.
Right.
You want to get screwed over by the government? You do it. It's up to you. And freedom is you look him in the eye and say, we're not going to do it again. And here's the key, folks. This government we have today, the one under our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, was set up by people who were getting their heads smashed and who said, we're not taking this crap anymore.
Right.
We're going to fight this in a war. The pastors across the country formed the Black Regiment and changed the face of America, and it you know, just shocked the world when all of a sudden you had a so-called free people running around who could bear arms, that you couldn't enter their home as a government agent, which they do all over the world still today, and they're doing it now in the United States, and we're putting up with it. So, folks, listen, freedom is a well-armed land contesting the vote. It's time to contest that vote and say, shut your face. We're going to do what we want to do, and we're not going to put up with this crap coming out of Washington, D.C. It is awful.
Well, John, to your point, see, people need to understand, where does freedom come from? Who gives us freedom? It is God-given.
The Declaration of Independence.
Exactly. It is inalienable. It's our inalienable right. You see, but what happens when you buy into the narrative that, you know, the hoi polloi and these elites want to tell you that there is no God, basically, that they are God, then, you know, what they giveth, they can take it away based on man-made principles. But if you stand on the Constitution and you stand on your inalienable rights that God has given you, then the hell with them. Who are they to think that they can limit our liberties? Okay, this is where the people need to understand, right?
think we're idiots and that we'll listen to them, and we got to stop listening to them.
Well, we got to retrain them. We have to re-educate them, John Whitehead. That's what we have to do.
Exactly. And that's how you do it, through lawsuits and speaking out against power. Speak truth.
Going to break.
Sure.
More from John.
Has been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in India are facing unprecedented levels of religious persecution. In only a three-day period, mob violence claimed 75 lives and displaced 35,000 people in Manipur, a state in northeast India. The Tide Ministry has been working in India since 1978 and has grown from a single Hindi language broadcast to include radio programs in 12 regional languages. As it becomes increasingly more difficult for Christians in India to live out and share their faith, we pray for their perseverance in these trying times. In the face of such persecution, the Tide Ministry is more determined than ever to declare the good news and be a light in the darkness of today's world. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world who face oppression when they embrace the gospel and choose to follow Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We come at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. My good friend from the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead, continues with us. Hey, John, tell everybody about the Institute, what they can do, you know, to be a part and to understand, you know, the power that they have within them, that they're walking around and they're just, you know, they're getting bullied by a government. And the reason the government is doing it is because they don't understand how much power they have within them.
Yeah, the Ruff Institute is a nonprofit organization I founded 40 years ago. We fight cases across the country. We don't charge. We raise money to fight the cases, people getting arrested for this or that, standing in front of City Hall or, you know, doing free speech activities. Religious freedom, we fight for that. And we exist off of donations, and that really helps. But also, if you go to our website at Rutherford.org, you'll see we have a lot of commentaries. My wife and I do a weekly commentary where we go into all these things, and you can get educated. As I always say, education precedes action. I'm telling people to get educated and start by basically exercising the 10th Amendment to our Constitution, which says that local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. It's time for us to take over our local governments and say we've had enough of this stuff coming out of Washington, and we're going to fight it. And that's part of this Trump thing, I think. It's just the local governments can say, we're not going to do this anymore, we don't want to do it. And urging governments across the country to fight back is really, really important, you know. And really to say that this government coming out of Washington, D.C., we're not supposed to be ruled by a police state, which is what we have now. What I mean by police state is 200,000 armed agents with hollow point bullets, SWAT teams, and all this stuff. You go to our website, you'll see this. It's what George Washington warned against. He said, do not have a standing army on American soil. If you say the wrong word today, you could have a SWAT team come to your door. 80,000 annually in this country. Dogs are getting shot, people, kids. Come on, folks. Wake up. Get this stuff out of your communities. It's up to you, by the way. It's what I said. And that Franklin quote is great. Freedom is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote. We need well-armed lambs who are going to say, listen, get the poop out of my area with all this stuff you're doing.
Exactly.
We're going to
have
freedom in our community.
Yeah. John, I think there's a big confab going on with the convention of the states, right? I mean, this awakening is happening up, and maybe you can address that, you know, very quickly. If you have some understanding with that, Mark Meckler is a good friend of the show, and he had sent out some information last night. I think for the next couple of days, you know, they've got every state that's represented, and they're dealing with these, you know, these issues of, you know, holding back the government and restoring self-governance, you know, to your point in America.
Yeah, that's a good movement, but it actually would be stronger, like I'm saying, if we can get local communities involved and waking people up. But listen, I'll tell you this. When you have kids flooding out of our schools today, they don't know what's in the Bill of Rights. They don't know what's in the Declaration of Independence. They don't know the names of the founding fathers. That is something being orchestrated, folks. It's not something that's just, come on. Listen, I talked to lawyers today. I spoke to a lawyers group a couple of years ago, 140 lawyers. This is Harvard, you know, the big schools and stuff. And I asked, listen, in the middle of my speech, I stopped and I said, can any lawyer in this room give me the five freedoms of the First Amendment?
Mm-hmm.
They started muttering. And one guy started to raise his hand. When I started pointing, he put his hand down. Not one person would stand up and say it. I was going.
Unbelievable.
I said, folks, it's time to get educated. Education precedes action. And you know, like this, we got to realize this. In America, nobody's above the law. This deep state thing that we have up there, those millionaires, all they care about is money and control. Why do you think the IRS is showing up people's doors with SWAT teams now? And if you make a mistake on your taxes, they come after you. They're taking people's homes, asset forfeiture. See all these things that we write about on our website. If it doesn't shock you into action, you can't be shocked.
Yeah, I think what happens, John, is just all of us, we got the solution. We just change our name. We're all Hunter Biden. We just change our name. We just got it. We're all Hunter Biden. Right?
Or become Joe Biden. You can't remember a sentence.
Right, exactly.
By the way, who's running the government? It isn't Joe Biden, no.
Right.
There's a
right.
whole big spider's web behind him. And unfortunately, we've allowed it to grow. And it's our fault, like I said. Mm-hmm. And again, Franklin warned us, we need to be contesting these things.
Exactly.
Around smiling at some guy on TV or some woman on TV who is supposedly giving us the news. And they're reading from teleprompters, by the way, folks. Mm-hmm. Someone's writing every word they say.
Yeah, and get ready. AI is just around the corner, and it won't even be then. It's going to be AI writing this stuff too, John. Hey, by the way, the convention of the state, and this is kind of a practice run. It's a simulated convention that they're doing, and it's going to take place tomorrow from 9 in the morning till 5 in the evening. That's Eastern time, and convention of the state, COS project, is where you can check this out and follow it. Again, as John's saying, look, all the information's there. We have to be motivated enough. We're getting clobbered right now. See, because we're in a war, and you don't even know you're in a war. You're just showing up. You don't even have any weaponry, and you're getting your butt kicked, and you're getting clobbered. Your kids are getting clobbered. Your daughters are being raped in unisex bathrooms, and you're declared to be a domestic terrorist. Because you're upset defending your child. That's how messed up this is.
Oh, yeah. By the way, several years ago, I was talking to some fourth graders, and I was talking to them, and this shows you how bad it is at a public school. And I said, there's, about talking on free speech, and one of the students says, there's 10 words we can't say. And I said, give me one of the words. She said, the G word. I said, oh, you mean God? She said, no, I can't say it. I said, can you write it down? She wrote it down, G-U-N-S, guns. And I went, you're kidding me. I said, you can't, what's a policeman carry? What's our troops in over in Afghanistan carry? Are they carrying G's or guns? And see, so what they're doing is they're stifling the brain. They're keeping free speech and speaking out and speaking truth to power. It'll get you in trouble, folks. Mm-hmm. It causes people to critically think.
Exactly.
Challenge. You don't have to be violent. But listen, tell people, hey, what you're saying is baloney, man. Here, I got some facts to show you. I went to the Rutherford website, and I got the information. We have the whole Constitution there and an analysis of it. Learn it. Teach it to your children. The future is your children.
Right. Because the thing is that there's a lot of power in that First Amendment. The people that don't believe in the Constitution, that's why they're trying to get rid of it and ignoring it. And this is why we're purposely being dumbed down, and we're participating. Because we're spending more time in video games and all these other distractions than the things that are most important. You see, you thought that you could just be an American citizen and just put your heels up on the desk and, kumbaya.
Yeah.
No, this is a commitment. When you hear we the people, it's like that should cause you to take notice and stand up, because it really is an indictment, isn't it, John? I mean, a commandment that this is our responsibility, to your point, what you were saying earlier.
The First Amendment is really clear. It says the government cannot silence your voice, be it in the form of active protest or printed materials you want to put out here. The First Amendment allows you to stand up and be heard by the government. Mm-hmm. And folks are not being heard.
Yeah. Well, and look at they let Black Lives Matter.
One small step. Yeah. Voting is one small step. If you don't go beyond voting, there is no freedom.
Yeah. Look what they did with Black Lives Matter. They let them just ruin our country. I mean, what billions of dollars in property damage, businesses that won't come back, lost jobs, cities being taken over, all manufactured by some anarchist. But they took advantage of our First Amendment right. Now you get some citizens who say, hey, I think I might have a problem with the results of the election. We're hearing a lot of evidence here that there was some shenanigans going on. We're gonna go and offer a protest. And I'll tell you, John, when the truth finally comes out on January the 6th, people are going to realize, even though the deep state, Nancy Pelosi, all the Democrats are coming together in their cabalic form to hide the truth will come out, and we're going to find out that this was rigged. This was a rigged system. They trapped. It was an act of entrapment against the people and our government to effect a coup. That's what they did.
Yes. Speak truth to power and overturn them.
Here it is. Again, John, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go. And also, they should get one of your little guidebooks, too, about the Constitution, right?
Yeah, we have a really good booklet you can get for any donation at Rutherford.org. It goes through all the Bill of Rights. It's very clear. Bill of Rights is only 462 words, so freedom.
Really? Exactly. John,
this radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. autopsy. We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. There may be some heavy traffic in Washington, D.C. today as presidential candidate Donald Trump is set to make his court appearance. The Secret Service released a statement saying it was working with city police and federal officials to ensure the highest level of safety and security while minimizing disruption to the normal court process. Trump is scheduled to appear at the courthouse at 4 p.m. Eastern. 50-year-old Robert Bowers, the gunman who was found guilty of killing 11 people and injuring six others during a mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue back in 2018, will be sentenced to death. The Tree of Life synagogue shooting was the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history. The shooter will soon be sentenced from a judge based on the jury's recommendation that was handed down yesterday. The death sentence recommendation came from the same jury that found Bowers guilty in June on 63 criminal counts. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, by the way, when you go there, don't freak out. The website is under construction. We're revamping everything and get ready for, a better and easier, site for you to interact with. Also, in the meantime, I'd love to hear from you at BMartinezLive. You can X me, throw me an X. Let me know your thoughts, with what's happening, because we got so much to talk about. And if you need a chalkboard to write on or some place to send your communication, by all means, I can handle it. OK, I can handle the truth and I welcome your truth. So thank you for sharing. It's been said that if you allow a government to break the laws for an emergency, they will create emergencies to break the law. Does that make sense? I'll tell you, because this is what one of the takeaways that we need to understand and embrace so that it doesn't happen again, that COVID came, yes, with death, but it also came with some gifts. And I think this is one of the gifts and takeaways that we can have, from COVID, is to understand what we did in allowing and surrendering our liberties and allowing the government to exacerbate the problem and enrich a few amount of people at the expense of us, we the people. With us right now is Dr. Wilfred Riley. He is the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Hey, Will, how are you?
Doing pretty well. Glad to be back on the show.
Well, always good to have you here. I'm moving and grooving. I got a new hip. I'm not exactly, leaping tall buildings yet, but I'm feeling better every day. And the nurse reminded me. She goes, Bill, you just had surgery on Friday. Relax. And I go, this is relaxed. but it's kind of tough. But thank God for, you know, the radio show and the TV show, and you know, and being able to interact with our guests like yourself and our listeners, because this is what's getting through, you know, getting me through, along with everybody's prayers, because I could really, really feel them. So what did you think about that that statement about allowing the government to break the law for an emergency? If you allow the government to break the law for an emergency, because basically that's what they do, you know, all in the name of an emergency. It was like, well, the Constitution, the laws be damned, we're in emergency. It's that old axiom, people do that which they get rewarded for. And governments and institutions, in a sense, you give them more power, well, that's a sense of a reward for them. So guess what? They'll create emergencies to break the law.
Yeah, well, first, I'm glad to hear the surgery went well. I mean, you're like a lot of the guys in my family, you're kind of a cyborg now. I plan on living to be 100 myself, so it's good to see that working well. Yeah. And, you know, sent some thoughts along myself, definitely. But in terms of, that's what you call an incentive structure, this whole idea that we like to think in these nice moral terms, and that's great with your family or in church, but when you're doing business, you need to recognize that most people behave in ways that are going to benefit them. Mm-hmm. So if you allow an entity like a corporation or a government to receive benefits in certain situations, you're going to see a lot of those situations. Right. One of the things we did under COVID was let these federal politicians, there wasn't a great deal of resistance, including from the state governors and the churches, declare these states of national emergency, i.e. we can shut down major institutions, we can control the banks, we can shut down the casinos. You know, they kept the liquor store and the strip clubs open, but that's another story. But we can do this because there's a national emergency. And ever since that happened, you notice that if you Google climate lockdowns, if you Google racism is a lockdown necessary, you'll see politicians talking about how there's this whole pattern of national emergencies. We haven't recognized how many national emergencies there are. And obviously, part of what's going on is that in the 1960s, of course, we had a much bigger problem with racism and pollution. But no one would have imagined that, you know, either Bull Connor or Malcolm X would have simply allowed, you know, the president's men into their communities, shutting down every business. There wasn't the idea that you could just say, well, there's a state of emergency and take over. If our leaders feel that politicians can do this, that they can declare a formal situation of X and assume all power in the country, then, yeah, they're just human beings. They're not very good human beings, looking at the current administration and so on. So, yeah, this is going to happen a lot. Yeah, I think that's valid. I think we are going to see a climate lockdown attempt, for example.
Well, the deal is already you've got Joe Biden negotiating with the WHO and the UN that the next pandemic, they're setting up the infrastructure and the plan for it, that our own country would step aside and that all these nation states would sign on to this pact that would allow the WHO, a communist-run organization. Oh, my goodness. And they did such a great job in the last pandemic. We're going to let them be in charge of all things pandemic going ahead. And already, you know, like right now, one of the things that's got me in a little bit of a roil here is I'm on YouTube timeout for another day or two, because we were having a discussion about COVID. Well, and we just had a discussion about it. There was no claims or anything like that. But YouTube, because of their algorithms and bot, you know, constructs, said, oh, well, you violated the community guidelines and, you know, you were putting out misinformation. And it was based on guidelines from the WHO of 3 years ago. And the last time I checked, the WHO didn't get 100% right. I don't even think they got 15% right of the COVID guidelines. They were wrong almost along with Dr. Fauci most of the times, and neither at one time did they ever come back, Will, and say, oh, you know, hey, look, we kind of got over our skis, or we thought this was it, we're adjusting, mea culpa, you know, we're on top of this, and give you some sense of comfort. No, it was all, you know, directed, you know, from on high, and thou shalt comport. If not, you know, we have ways to make you behave, right?
Yeah, well, one of the things that plays a big role here with social media and COVID is these kind of structuring rules that we think went away. And this is also going to be an issue if we beat this latest round of wokeness, by the way, which I'll get back to. But which never really went away. So, I mean, like, to this day, if you say something on Facebook or Twitter, like, the vaccine didn't work very well, yeah, you're pretty likely to be suspended for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that at this point, we just know that's objectively true. You know, like, light cloth masks didn't work. But the idea that there's a sanction attached to that, that's still very real. But one of the things that is broader and that ties into all this is the idea of global governance when it comes. Actually, this is one of the big things that worries me about the whole, like, state of emergency phenomenon. The U.S. doesn't just operate alone. And if you think American government is corrupt and incompetent, you really should see global government.
Right.
I mean, like, of the five members of the U.N. Security Council, I mean, one's Russia, one's China, and one's France. And I mean that's one of the more smoothly functioning components of the UN. I mean, that's significantly better than the WHO. So my big worry with global climate change, the issue with climate change isn't that it's not occurring and it isn't that it's going to kill us all. Like, I'm a pretty competent scientist. I've read the Better Scandinavian papers. What's happening is that over the next 125 years, the world is going to get 2.4 degrees warmer. And I forget whether that's Fahrenheit or Celsius, but the world's going to get 2 to 3 degrees warmer over the next 125 years.
Right.
And in reality, the way I'm basing my investments and so on is that what people are going to do is things like planting more trees, painting our roofs white or light gray, I think it is, you know, building seawalls or seawall companies, blah, blah, blah. But the problem with this, the worry with this, is that there's going to be a global plan of response where world leaders are going to say something like,
"Oh,
yeah, save America." Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
like,
exactly.
That won't save, like, the Maldives. So you're going to have to do this, this, and this, and this. Give up your cars to protect X number of people in Somalia.
Right.
Would we Americans do that? No. I mean, we fought a war with them, but no, who cares? I don't mean to be rude. But if we are compelled to do so as part of some global scheme, then, yeah, we will, and I'm worried about that.
Yeah. Well, we're all being conditioned, right, along those lines, and as long as we are sheeple and we go along and we're behaving and complying subordinates, you know, all will go well with you. Your ATMs will work. You're going to still be paying a lot for, you know, goods and services, because there's going to be, you know, that will no doubt, you know, supply chains will be affected. But that's why you need these authorities, because, you know, they lead you to believe that it wasn't for them, it would even be worse, Will, right? That's the whole deal. We've got to go to break. More from Dr. Riley after this. Stay with us.
With warmer weather comes the opportunity for outdoor dining, with more people now bringing dogs along to their favorite restaurants and cafes. But is this a good option? I'm Dr. Rena Carlson, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few tips. First, check ahead with the restaurant to make sure they allow pets in outdoor dining areas. Make sure your pet is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Is your dog properly trained to sit or lay at your table despite the commotion around them? The noise and activity can be stressful, so if your pet is excessively barking, panting, or drooling, or can't sit still, these are signs your dog is better off at home. Bring Fido's toys, treats, and water dish, but don't share your meal with your dog. Finally, if you've never taken your dog out to eat, try going at a time of day that you will know will be quieter to see how they react, and be prepared to leave early if needed. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine2bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Here we are, back with you. I am Bill Martinez. He is Dr. Wilfred Riley, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University and the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. A little bit of breaking news. We got a new book coming out that Will will tell us more about in the months ahead. It'll be get ready. Save some Christmas money, okay, because you're going to want to buy his book and hand it out as a Christmas gift this holiday season. So hopefully it'll be off the presses by then and all that good stuff. Right, Will?
Yeah, hopefully. The new book's called Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me. It's a response to some of the classic, you know, Lies My Teacher Told Me.
Oh, perfect. Sort of, I love it.
Proto-woke genre. But, yeah, it's been moved around a little bit. But apparently it does look like we're going to have a December release date. So I encourage people to Google Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me. Go out and purchase that. But, yeah, I look forward to talking to you about it on a couple different platforms.
Exactly. Well, the problem with the lies, it's so dynamic. You take a snapshot and because no sooner do you close a chapter on the lies than you got more lies that are coming at you. So, you might have to leave some blank pages there. So for the people to write in their own addendums, to these lies, because I'm sure they're going to have their individual stories as well to add, some personalization, to this concept and what you're presenting. I wanted to talk to you specifically today about all the hoopla that's going on about this Florida curriculum group, that it put together, led by a prominent civil rights figure who helped craft Florida's African American history standards. It's being blasted by Vice President Kamala Harris. She says in her own assessment and intelligence that, about the curriculum, that it's categorically false. And when you put Kamala Harris side by side with Dr. William Allen, whose IQ is off the charts. I mean, clearly, he says one sentence, you go, this guy is brilliant, right? I mean, he's impressive. And, and we're talking the former chair of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. But tell us more about it and how they assembled this group. I mean, this wasn't just a couple of guys sitting at the park smoking pot and said, hey, let's come up with, our own version of Black history, right?
Well, yeah, no, of course not. I mean, the Florida African American history standards are something that I would imagine is revised every couple of years. Black history, now there's a separate conversation about whether that should be taught differently from history at all, but it is a class, at least an optional class you can take in most states. I believe it's an AP honors class in Florida, and there are about 200 points that they teach in the Black History curriculum. Mm-hmm. They talk about slavery, they talk about the civil rights movement, they talk about, you know, historical Africa, Benin and Ashanti and all that kind of thing. And the curriculum is drawn up, as you'd imagine, almost entirely by distinguished Black academics. I think you have a guy mm-hmm. from Nigeria, you have Bill Allen, who's a well-known Black historian in the USA, so on down the line. So this year, an entirely fake scandal erupted because the curriculum, which again is drawn up entirely by these sort of mostly center-left, well-published Black guys, included the line that some slaves learned useful skills while they were enslaved. Now you can argue that's phrased a little rudely, but that's totally undisputed.
Yeah, one sentence, right, Will? I mean, this is the burr under the saddle, basically, right?
Yeah, but it's not just that it's one sentence. It's that exists in any curriculum on slavery. Like, I mean, so West Africa, the part of Africa where the slaves came from, was more sophisticated than most people probably think. I mean, like, Benin fought a war with France and so on, and Navy and that kind of thing. But obviously America was more advanced. So when... Like, being a captured warrior was a thing that happened throughout history that, excuse the language, kind of sucked. It happened to whites mm-hmm. as well. Look up Barbary slave trade. And when that happened, you definitely got an unwanted chance to improve your agricultural and boat rowing skills, let's say. So for Black people in that position in the USA, there were a whole bunch of skills like cowboying. The quarter cowboys were Black. A lot were Hispanic as well, the vaqueros. That's under discussion. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But, you know, railroad operation, blacksmithing, that just didn't exist to the same level in Africa. And people, it just is not disputed. And so people very frequently use those skills to, you know, Massa would let you work on Fridays, you'd work in the evenings as a hardworking guy, and you'd save up some gold at this time or some silver, and you'd buy your freedom or free your wife. That's how there became this large free man community. I mean, by the time of the Civil War, something like a third of American Blacks were free. So all this is just a recognized part of history, that there were a lot of armed free Black people because these captured West Africans used skills, most of which were learned here, to get free. So anyway, there's this one sentence, as you pointed out, and it made this point that's a little awkward, but that everyone knows that, you know, throughout history, captured warriors have learned new skills in their new society. And there was this crazy liberal backlash to it because you're only supposed to say bad things about the West, especially the West treatment of Black people. Like, getting right down to the core, that was the reason.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I think people expected the panel that Ron DeSantis put together to have been composed of, like, five Florida farmers or something like that. Or to, like, immediately break under pressure because they were Black and they're being attacked by the Black community. But, I mean, Bill Allen and these guys were just looking at this and saying, like, no, we revise these standards every couple of years. They said the same thing for 20 years. We're not going to get involved in this type of a political fight. Like, we're just historians. Like, no, this is obviously true. There was a more sophisticated blacksmithing industry in the USA than in Ghana. So, I mean, I think that this is largely passed over, but it was good to see academics, especially Black academics, just stand up and say, no, this is just a made-up crisis.
Exactly.
We're tired of this political nonsense.
Right. Because what it does is it really does advance, you know, race relations in a sense. And I even hate to bring it up is that because it brings a light on these, you know, these race activists. As, you know, kind of what you mentioned before in having a separate curriculum about Black studies. Why are we doing that? Because as soon as you do, you put a spotlight on it, and then it opens the door into all these other exceptional rabbit holes that you can get into that, at the end of the day, are serving ulterior purposes. They're not necessarily, you know, I believe what Dr. Allen and the others were trying to do was to elevate and to... elevate the thought and to elevate the individuals, because the force of the statements, whether it's Michelle Obama or whether it's Kamala Harris, it is to promote this victimhood mentality that is just it's retarding people. It's holding them back. It's forcing them to be less than. And what happens psychologically is they're frustrated because they know. They know they can be so much better than, you know, a gang-banging weekend in downtown Chicago. I mean, you've got gifted people who are in jail, and because they've been corrupted by the system and this victimhood mentality that said, hey, this is your life. This is about the best you can get. And to me, as a fellow human being, Will, I think that's just an outright sin. It's disgusting, because I want people, you know, this is what I love about this country. It's equal opportunity. Go work your butt off. Go take advantage. You know, maybe being a vaquero is not your deal, but maybe brain surgery is. Why not? I mean, we got hundreds of thousands of immigrants coming into this country, and they had me commenting on a show the other day. I said the number one issue, nobody's vetting them. You don't even know what talents they have to even give them some kind of counter vision than the forced vision and mission and objective that the cartels have placed upon them. But if you know what they have and what their gifts are, guess what? I think I can convince some of these people, if I get them landed in the right place, to turn them into productive human beings for themselves, their family, and their communities. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously correct at some level. Like, the countries we're getting immigrants from, Mexico, Poland, Nigeria, especially since we're getting mostly the top 10-15% of young men, are themselves functional countries. We could do something with most of these guys. The problem is that a lot of people are coming illegally, one, and two, you hit on something very important. These people, maybe not the Polish guys because they're technically white, but these people are coming here and then being immediately hit with our narrative of victimization in a welfare state.
Exactly.
So this isn't Ellis Island. I mean, there's something that's absolutely insane about allowing in immigrants and then telling them that they're victims and they're going to be unsuccessful. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I will say, I have a lot of friends who are second-generation Mexican and West African immigrants. I'm from Chicago. Most people don't believe this. But, I mean, most people are going to go out and start their restaurant or their cab service or whatever, and their kids are going to go to Illinois State. But it's still an unbelievably insane thing to do. And I would bet that the welfare dependency rate among immigrants, although it's low for legal immigrants, is growing. I mean, that has to have gone up every generation for the past five, if you look at it. So, yeah, I mean, there's a deeper problem that we're identifying here in general, which is that a lot of what we're doing, like separating out Black or Hispanic history from history, or telling people whether or not this was true 50 years ago, I mean, it's still a foolish leader to point it out. Privates make less than sergeants isn't something you repeat 50 times a day, you know, you're in the Army. But I mean, like, you know, but that's a deeper point. Like, why are we saying all this foolish nonsense? Why have we let these communists into our institutions and talk about how terrible we are? That's point one. But point two is that it looks like in Florida, which is a conservative state, they've said, well, we don't have a problem teaching Black history. We're just going to teach it honestly. So we're going to teach
amen.
Black
exactly. Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I don't really have a problem with that. Like, Black Americans have done pretty well in America, but still have some ground to catch up. I mean, that's a point. You know, slavery was terrible, but the slaves were sold by people of the same race. And then you actually get into African culture. They look at the Benin bronzes. There's no real reason not to teach that. I don't see why it couldn't be part of history, but it's, you know, great, fascinating topic. So I'm glad to see that the people who designed a real Black history course, Black and white together, said, no, we're not going to start teaching fake history because politicians tell us to. And that should be a lesson, I think, to the country kind of at large.
Exactly. And that's what education is supposed to be. It's supposed to be truthful. It's supposed to be expansive and enlarging. Dr. Wilford Riley has been with us. Thank you, Will. Take care.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm...